Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Here is why I love today's discussion, Brandon, because the only people listening to you on the Smarticle Podcast are the good people in the great state of Utah, Brandon.
Yes! Oh, I know which one you're talking about. This is so good. Oh, this is my happy place.
Kara Alamo, an associate professor of communications at Fairleigh Dickinson, making a nice run in the NCAA tournament, wrote Utah's startling new rules for kids and social media. Utah's listed to you, big guy.
That's right. And you know what? I'm not even going to give her a MAGA or woke. She is a PhD in child psychology or something. But man, this lady, I followed her on Twitter. I love what she's doing. She's talking about common sense stuff, like our kids are at risk. So I love this lady. I'm down with this. This is great.
Well, that's why this article just ticks me off, because it's so common sense. Let me read it a little bit. It's common sense. Like, we should have done this 10 years ago. That's what I mean. Utah's Republican Governor Spencer Cox recently signed two bills into law that sharply restrict children's use of social media platforms. Under the new legislation, which take effect next year, social media companies have to verify the ages of all users in the state, and children under 18 have to get permission from their parents to have accounts. Parents will also be able to access their kids' accounts. Apps won't be able to allow show children ads, and accounts for kids will not be able to be used between 10:30 p.m. and 6:30 a.m. without parental permission. Just a quick stat, this from a 2022 survey by Common Sense Media that found the average 8 to 12-year-old is on social media for 5 hours and 33 minutes per day, while 13 to 18-year-olds spend 8 hours and 39 minutes on social media every day. Brandon, the good people of Utah, we're listening to you.
I cannot tell you how happy this makes me. And I know I'm going to sound like a curmudgeon and, hey, you damn kids, get off my lawn. But I have this amazing niece who is 12 years old. She'll be 13 pretty soon in May. She spent, every time I'm with her, she's on TikTok all the time. Now, we're on TikTok. We love TikTok. It's great.
But
it's
blown up on TikTok.
Right. But they know what they're doing. And Facebook, all these companies know what they're doing. And I'm like, you know what? It doesn't hurt them. Well, it does hurt them because they want people to be on there forever. But ultimately, what this is doing is it's forcing accountability. I cannot believe I am saying that, how proud I am of the good people of Utah for doing this, because I think its time has come. I hope this is the beginning of a lot of things. I could just hear the free speech people, or the people that pretend to be free speechers, coming and saying, you can't do this. I'm like, yes, we need to protect our kids. That's our job as parents. That's our job as community members. Our children are truly the most important thing in our world. And if we can't get on board that, what can we get on board with?
How did the great Beehive State simply just say, hey, you got to verify the age of your kids? And by the way, we don't want them on the internet. We don't want them. It just makes way too much sense that we're going to make these social media companies fall in line.
Okay, let's deconstruct that a little bit, right? Because when I was a little kid, I chewed tobacco, because everybody in my hometown chewed tobacco, playing baseball. At 10
Red
years
Man.
Old, 10, 11 years old, I'd go into the local market and I would just order some Red Man or
get a little
day's work, you know, a little Happy Jack, whatever it was that we were chewing. But by the time I was in high school, it was Copenhagen, right? So, and luckily I had a great dentist who said, you got to quit. And I quit when I was relatively young, but I already chewed for like 10 years at that point. But the interesting thing, I was thinking, how in the world do these people at this market sell to this 10, 11-year-old kid?
Yeah.
Well, they don't do that anymore. There are laws in place to protect. We do this all the time to protect people, right? We pass laws to protect people so that you can't. Because, look, unscrupulous people are going to sell and do whatever they want to do, right? I'm not blaming the dog for licking its balls. That's what social media companies are going to do if they get the opportunity. What Utah is doing is using common sense. Now, I can hear these people, it's going to be an invasion of the privacy of the kids.
What free speecher is saying that a child should be on social media from 10:30 at night to 6:30?
Here's going
to
be the attack, dude. I guarantee you this is where it's coming from. Well, parents, controlling parents, are going to look on there, and LGBTQ kids, queer kids, are not going to be able to find the help they need because their parents are going to control their social media. I'm like, all right, fair point. But here's the deal. sometimes we have to give up something for something else. There are two kids at our local high school killed themselves last week. I don't know what the reasons for it, but suicide amongst teens is an epidemic. It is statistically greater in the last 20 years than in our recorded U.S. history, right? Kids are killing themselves at an unprecedented rate. I truly believe that a lot of that has to do with social media. She talks about this, Kara Alamo talks about that in there, about the fact that how bad social media is for young women and girls. It's horrible. I have a young daughter. You have a daughter. The fact that they are being bombarded by these images of women that are unhealthy every single day, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, no, my daughter is not getting access to all this stuff. When she's 18 years old and she has enough common sense, I mean, of course we're not going to just say, all right, you're 18, do whatever you want. We'll give her some latitude moving up to that point. But I want to be able to walk with her in this. And if I don't have any control over it, then I'm doomed. I'm being defeated by this thing that I have no control over, and I don't want that. My daughter doesn't want that. When she's a grown woman, she's going to say, why didn't somebody protect me? That's my point.
So there are intelligent 15-year-old kids out there, and how are they going to get around this? I don't understand how they're going to verify a 15-year-old kid to be able to go on to social media.
Because parents are going to have to sign off on it. What they're going to do, I don't know. I haven't read the law yet.
So once again, there's not a smart enough 15-year-old.
Yeah, of course,
what,
dude.
What, but 15-year-old kids don't have IDs.
Larry, did you ever buy beer illegally in high school?
Yes.
Okay, how'd you do it?
I paid a guy to go in and get
it for me. Was it easy to do? Could you just walk in and do
it? Easier than it is today.
Maybe. Why is it easier than today?
Because I feel like, you know, people have cameras now.
Well, my point is that, of course, there's always going to be somebody trying to get around the rules. That's not the point. The point is that we're not going to just give them open access to it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the point. Like, I get it. Some kids are going to get it. Some parents aren't going to be paying attention. But it's the same argument I have about pornography in the home. We should be able to cut it off. They're like, whoa, free speech. I'm like, no, I don't want it in my home. I don't even want it in there. So I should be, why is it that I can't have one? You know, we have the tech. Look, if it was impossible to do, I'd be like, all right, it's possible to do. But we have the technology to do this. One part of the article says, well, critics argue that age verification allows tech companies to collect even more data. She's like, let's be honest. They've already collected all the data.
Yeah.
They have the data. We should have a national registry of identity, period. So that whenever I go somewhere, I have a national ID, and that's what we should use to access this stuff. And kids should have a national ID. My daughter has a library card. She could check out books. She's 7 years old. It's not rocket science. We could do this. This is absolutely ridiculous. I am so happy about the Beehive State or the Bee State or the LDS State, whatever state it is, that they said, you know what? We're not going for this. And I don't know what their motivation was, but I did read this interesting thing, the semi non sequitur in this, but I think it sort of relates. I was reading this thing that says that the most popular governors in America are Republican governors in blue states. They're incredibly popular, like 81% approval ratings, Republican governors in blue states, because it's we've talked about compromise. This is the beginning of a compromise. Should there be social media? Of course. Are we ever going to get rid of it? No. But can we control it to a certain degree? Yes. That's my point.
I don't like that Brandon Doble. I like the Brandon Doble that says we're going to eradicate social media. Do you think this is the tipping point and Utah is the tip of the spear?
Absolutely. It's going to happen in other states. Absolutely. Well, what will end up happening is we'll push for a national thing at some point. We have to. It's become an epidemic. I mean, look, to be fair to the social media company, it's not like they've been around for 300 years. They've been around for like 20. Our kids have grown up in a world that we didn't grow up in. So again, in 30 years from now, when our kids are making those decisions like us, they're going to have the full breadth of experience to say that's good and that's bad, and let's focus on that. But right now, we got to take some baby steps in that direction. I really believe that.
Very cool common sense legislation coming from the great BI state. You know what I'd like to do, Brandon? I'd like to thank the great state of Utah for listening to you.